From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. An unusual grand jury proceeding is unfolding in a courtroom in San Jose, California. Grand jurors are looking into the shooting death of a Vietnamese woman at the hands of a city policeman. The shooting sparked widespread protests in San Jose's Vietnamese immigrant community of 80,000. Prosecutors have responded by opening the grand jury investigation to the public and allowing TV cameras in the room on certain days of testimony. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
These facts are beyond dispute. On the evening of July 13th, 25-year-old Beach Cao Tran, a mother of two, was shot and killed in her kitchen with a single bullet fired by Officer Chad Marshall. The police and their critics don't agree on much else. This week, Santa Clara County Deputy District Attorney Daniel Nishigaya asked an 18-member grand jury to determine what happened that evening.
The question that will be presented to you in this case is, was this an unlawful homicide, or was it a justifiable homicide in self-defense or in defense of another?
Grand jury hearings are normally held in secret. This one, which may last until the end of next week, is open to the public. Prosecutor Daniel Nishigaya.
We're having an open grand jury proceeding because immediately after this incident occurred, there was an intense public reaction. There was a lot of speculation based on an incomplete set of facts. We wanted to give the public an opportunity to see all the evidence the same way the grand jury does, so that they can make a determination and feel confident with whatever result occurs.
The star witness on the first day of testimony this week was Marshall's partner, Officer Tom Moon. He described how he and Marshall were responding to a call about possible domestic violence. As they approached the door to Tran's apartment, they heard an agitated woman screaming inside. Moon says he pulled out his gun. But when he saw the woman, who was 4'9" and 98 pounds, he started to put his gun away. Moon said Tran continued screaming as the officers moved inside. The grand jury was told she had a history of psychological problems, although the officers were unaware of it at the time. Officer Moon said the woman then grabbed what appeared to be a knife.
At that point, she raised the knife above her head as if she was going to throw it.
What was the very next thing that happened?
I heard a gunshot go off from Officer Marshall's gun.
The blast at near point-blank range killed Tran in front of her children. From across the street, witness Joy Tamez saw the police enter Tran's apartment. She told the grand jury she heard Marshall yell, "Hey, hey, hey," before firing.
Then there was yelling and then a pow. 6 seconds. It was very, very fast.
That contradicts the original police claim that Officer Marshall shot Tran after being in her apartment for almost a minute. The police had another problem. The knife Tran was allegedly brandishing turned out to be an Asian vegetable peeler, which looks like a meat cleaver but has no sharp outward edges. And she wasn't threatening the police, according to her boyfriend, an eyewitness. Outside the grand jury room, about two dozen Vietnamese Americans, many of whom had never been in a courtroom before, discussed the testimony. Thomas Nguyen, secretary of the Vietnamese American community of Northern California, wondered why the officers didn't subdue Tran with their batons or pepper spray. Nguyen says many Vietnamese now fear the police.
A lot of young ladies, they are afraid and they will not use the 911. Because they are afraid that anything may cause their family death.
The shooting has galvanized the Vietnamese-American community, which has been holding protests in front of the police department demanding an indictment of Officer Marshall. But Prosecutor Daniel Nishigaya said he isn't necessarily seeking an indictment.
There are a number of different reasons why cases are put forth to a grand jury. Not all of them are situations in which you're seeking an indictment. In this particular situation, it's an ongoing investigation, and we're going to let the grand jury decide what they think of all the facts.
Next week, Officer Chad Marshall is scheduled to offer his version of the events leading to the death of Beach Cao Tran. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Jose.